Christine Rucker is a freelance photographer from Winston-Salem. 3 years ago, she was approached by Group Homes of Forsyth, a nonprofit organization that serves developmentally disabled adults, to tell the story of some of their residents. She was interested in the project, especially since her sister Leanne has a developmental disability and had lived in a group home in the past. But Rucker faced a big challenge because some of the residents are nonverbal. That's when Rucker reached out to her friends, fellow documentary makers Phoebe Zerwick and Michelle Johnson, to create The Story of My Life.
Story of My Life tells the story of six adults that live in group homes with various developmental disabilities. And it brought to light the importance of these people's lives. A lot of people think that adults with developmental disabilities have a ceiling, have only so much that they can accomplish in their life, and they're really misunderstood and overlooked. And this project really shows that there really is no ceiling.
The project is funded by a grant from the Humanities Institute at Wake Forest University and the Blessings Foundation. The story of my life is told in phases. First, Rucker photographed the six residents and also gave them a camera to take some of their own pictures. The producers also filmed the residents and conducted interviews with caregivers and family members. Through a collaboration with the Sawtooth School of Visual Art, residents were paired with an artist at the center.
You know, I think we'll also put the date on it.
Mm-hmm. You got it right that time.
Thank you. Now we're going to do the same thing on this one.
That's Amy Jordan Kincaid, a graphics coordinator at Sawtooth. Kincaid is working with James Loudermilk to help him sign a collagraph print he created out of ink, glue, rubber bands, and popsicle sticks. James was born with Down syndrome and struggles at times to communicate verbally.
So how do you feel when you paint or when you draw? How do you feel when you draw?
Feel happy. Mm-hmm.
James lives at the Ebert Street Group Home in Winston-Salem. For nearly 20 years, Theon Warren has been his caretaker. She says she has seen some positive changes in James since he began working with the project.
I didn't know what to expect when we were coming because at the group home, he only paints houses. He paints a house with a steeple on it, and it has a room for him and one of the other consumers. He lives in a group home with five males, and he always has a room for one of the other people. And this was amazing to see him come out with this kind of work.
Kincaid says the experience has impacted her both personally and professionally.
First of all, it helps you to engage with someone, but it's also very therapeutic for both of us. You know, even though there may be barriers to communication at times with people, they still have their same desires and depths and the same ability to create. And it's helped me to realize that as a person, and it's just really helped me to get to know James, you know, just as a friend.
The story of my life also touched producer Phoebe Zerwick. She is a lecturer in the English department at Wake Forest University. Zerwick says she learned more about tuning into other forms of communication beyond language, like touch, tone of voice, and laughter from working with the group. She says she hopes the project will help eliminate some of the stigmas associated with developmental disabilities.
As I talk to people about this project, and this has come up when we even posted a Facebook event, the kind of response we've gotten from people, there are so many people I know who have someone in their family who they don't normally speak about who has some kind of developmental or intellectual disability. So I think that this will touch a lot of people who have personal experience.
A multimedia exhibition for The Story of My Life will begin at Sawtooth on Friday. Joanne Vernon is the executive director at the center.
Installed in the gallery will be the photographs from Christine, the photographs from each of these individuals, and their artwork. And then there'll also be, for the opening reception, we'll have iPads mounted next to each person's display, and it will have the video that was recorded that talks about the story of their life.
The opening reception will take place from 5:30 until 7:30 tomorrow night. The Story of My Life will be on view at the Sawtooth School for Visual Art in Winston-Salem through November 14th. Carrie Brown, WFDD News.